Okay, before you read, before we listen to the sermon, read Luke chapter 9.
قبل از که موعظه رو گوش بدین، لوقا فصل 9 رو بخونید.
We finally reached chapter 9.
آخر سر به فصل 9 رسیدیم.
و حالا some chapters here, some sermons in this chapter.
و بازم همین فصل هم چندین موعظه خواهد بود چون طولانیه.
And as a reminder, we're going through the Gospel of Luke. Looking at the life of Jesus, what he has done and said.
انجیل لوقا نگاه می‌کنیم داستان عیسی مسیح رو ببینیم او چیکار کرده و چی گفته.
In Luke 9 verses 1 and 2. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick.
پس 12 شاگرد خود را طلبیده به ایشان قدرت و اقتدار بر همه دیوها و شفا دادن امراض عطا فرمود و ایشان را فرستاد تا به ملکوت خدا موعظه کنند و مریضان را شفا بخشند.
So the first thing I want you to notice is that Jesus is giving them powers.
عیسی مسیح به 12 شاگرد خودش قدرت داد.
And that they are called the 12 disciples.
و به اونها گفتن 12 شاگرد.
Yeah, now look at verse 10.
آیه 10 ببینید چی میگه.
And it says and the apostles when they were returned, told them all that he had done, and he took them and went aside privately into a desert place belonging to the city called Bethsaida.
و چون رسولان بازگشت کردند آنچه کرده بودند به دو باز گفتند پس ایشان را برداشته به ویرانه نزدیک شهری که بیت سیدا نام داشت به خلوت رفت.
Yeah, so first he calls them disciples. Now they are sent out. They're coming back, giving a report.
And
the apostles.
Yeah.
And an apostle is a sent out one. That's what it means. Now, why do I point out that they are called apostles? Because Jesus specifically gives them certain powers.
عیسی مسیح به اونها قدرت مخصوص
داده. Yeah, able to cast out devils.
که تونستن شیطان‌ها و دیوها رو بیرون کنن.
Able to just heal people.
باعث شفای بقیه شدن.
Now later on we have another group of disciples.
و بعد گروه دیگه از شاگردان
داریم. That Jesus also sends out.
که عیسی مسیح اونها رو بیرون می‌فرسته.
Also they are given these powers.
و به اونها هم همین قدرت داده شد.
Go to the next chapter. Look 10 verse
1. لوقا 10 آیه 1 رو نگاه کنید.
After these things the Lord appointed another 70 also and sent them two by two. Before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come.
و بعد از این امور خداوند 70 نفر دیگر را نیز تعیین فرمود ایشان را دو به دو پیش روی خود به هر شهری و مکانی که خود قصد آن داشت فرستاد.
Yeah, so you have the 12 apostles, the 12 disciples, the main ones.
But then
Jesus had more disciples.
بعد عیسی مسیح بیشتر شاگرد داشت 12 و دنبال رو داشت.
And here he sends out more.
و اینجا حالا بیشترشون رو میفرسته. 70 تا بیشتر.
And if you skip to verse 17,
آیه 17 را اگه بخونید,
you will notice that they also are given powers.
می‌بینیم که اون 17 هم قدرت داده.
And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, "Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name."
پس اون 70 نفر با خرمی برگشته گفتن ای خداوند دیوها هم به اسم تو ما را اطاعت میکنند.
Yeah, so they are excited.
شاد بودن.
Yeah, so they're saying even the devils are subject to your name. Yeah, they are able to cast out devils. And of course, this group are also apostles.
Now,
let me show you it from another verse. Go to 1 Corinthians. And we have there a list with people who saw the resurrected Christ.
یه لیستی رو داریم که کسایی که عیسی مسیح زنده شده رو دیدن.
So, read verses 5 till 9.
آیه 5 تا 9 رو بخونید.
And 1 Corinthians 15.
15, 5 تا 9.
And that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present. But some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all he was seen of me also, as one born out of due time, for I am least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God.
و اینکه به کیفا ظاهر شد و بعد از آن به آن 12 و پس از آن به بیش از 500 برادران یک بار ظاهر شد که بیشتر از ایشان تا امروز باقی هستند اما بعضی خوابیدند. از آن پس به یعقوب ظاهر شد و بعد به همه رسولان و آخر همه بر من مثل نوزاده بی موقع ظاهر گردید. زیرا من کوچکترین رسولان هستم و لایق نیستم که به رسول خوانده شوم چون که بر کلیسای خدا جفا می رسانیدم.
So Cephas, which is Peter. He was the first one.
اول پتروس بود.
Then the 12, which talks about the 12 disciples or 12 apostles. Then 500 brethren at once.
و 500 تا با هم.
Then James. And then it says all the apostles. Yeah, the show again there are more apostles than just the 12. How many? We know at least the 70. Yeah, plus the 12. And of course Judas fell away. And was replaced by Paul. Now, all the except Paul, all the apostles were chosen before the crucifixion. But there is one last apostle. Yeah, born out of due time. Yeah, which was Paul. Yeah, and he was the last apostle. Yeah, because now today you have all these people who say, oh, they're giving themselves titles like, oh, I'm an apostle. Now, that's not from the Bible.
Yeah,
and by the way, Paul is also given, and Paul is also given the ability to cast out devils and to heal the sick.
Yeah.
He even raised somebody from the dead. Yeah, go to 2 Corinthians 12:12 for a moment. Truly, the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. Yeah, the signs of an apostle. Yeah, meaning there are certain things that are associated with somebody who is an apostle. Yeah, which are his ability to do miracles. Yeah, Paul being the last one.
Yeah,
like healing the sick, raising the dead, casting out devils.
Yeah.
Today we don't have people who have those powers.
Yeah,
you have nobody who can run into a hospital and then the crowd of thousands of sick people who are just healed will run out.
They
will be the biggest enemies of the pharmaceutical industry.
But
of course this is not happening. Because this is not real. Yeah, nobody has these powers today.
Yeah.
They call themselves apostles sometimes.
Yeah,
especially the charismatic movement has. They do this, the Pentecostals. They will do this. But they're frauds. Yeah, Paul was the last apostle. Now, do I believe that God heals today? Absolutely. We pray for people. The Bible instructs us to pray for people who are sick. The Bible even instructs us to for the elders of the church to be called if somebody is very sick.
Yeah,
if they're not able to come,
yeah,
to anoint them with oil and to pray for them. James 5, James 5, 14 and 15. Is any sick among you? Let them call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him. Anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Yeah, so I believe that God heals today. I believe that people that are demon possessed are set free today.
But
I don't believe there are people running around just having these powers, healing people all over the place and casting out devils all over the place. Go to Mark 16. Yeah, but why is this not something for today? Why were only the apostles given this power,
these powers?
Now, go to Mark 16 and read verse 20. Yeah, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen.
و ایشان بیرون رفته در هر جا موعظه می‌کردند و خداوند با ایشان کار می‌کرد و با آیاتی که همراه ایشان می‌بود کلام را سالک می‌گردانید. آمین.
Yeah, they just have had an instruction to go out and preach the gospel to the whole world. And then we see that God is confirming the words.
Now,
why did they need confirming? Because they were bringing new information. They were telling people about Jesus. And in response, people could say, okay, why would I believe you? There was no book they could point to. Because the New Testament was being written in that time.
Yeah?
So God gave them powers that they would know
that
they came from God.
Yeah?
That's why they could do miracles like healing the sick. And it was to authenticate their message. Remember when John was doubting? Yeah, he sent his disciples and to Jesus.
وقتی شاگردانش یحیی فرستاد به سمت عیسی مسیح.
Are thou he that come?
آیا تو همونی هستی که
قرار بیاد؟ Or look we for another?
یا ما باید دنبال
کسی. What was the answer of Jesus?
جواب عیسی مسیح چی بود؟
Read it in Luke 7. Luke 7:20 to 22. When the men were coming to him, they said, John the Baptist had sent us unto thee, saying, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another? And in that same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits, and unto many that were blind he gave sight. Then Jesus answering said unto him, Go your way, and tell John what things you have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached.
آن دو نفر وزد وی آمده گفتند یحیای تعمیددهنده ما را نزد تو فرستاده میگوید آیا تو همانی که بایستی بیاید یا منتظر دیگری باشی در همان ساعت بسیار را از مرضها بلایا و ارواح پلید شفا داد و کوران بسیار را بینایی بخشید عیسی در جواب ایشان گفت بروید و یحیی را از آنچه دیده و شنیدید خبر دهید که کوران بینا و لنگان خرامان و جزامیان پاک و کران شنوا و مردگان زنده میگردند
Yeah, so what authenticates the message of Jesus here? What does Jesus say? Hey, tell John this. The miracles that are done. Yeah, because these things could only come from God. No human can just bring back the sight of somebody who was blind. Just heal the sick.
So,
hey John, here's how you know. Yeah, look at the miracles. Yeah, that authenticated who he was. Yeah, so Jesus sends out the 12 disciples. They come back, they're called apostles now. And Jesus sent them out but giving them powers that authenticates the message.
Now,
he also sends them out with instructions. Read verse 3 in Luke 9. And he said unto them, Take nothing for your journey, neither staves, nor scrip, nor neither bread, neither money, neither have two coats apiece. Now this verse is sometimes understood wrong. And people can look at this and they will say, oh, I've gone up to ministry, I'm going to do God's work.
I can
just go out there, take nothing with me, and the Lord will provide. Yeah, these are the people that arrive and they say, oh, God told me to do this.
Yeah.
Which really translates as, I have made something up in my mind, and I just start doing these things without any plan, without any resources, and things will fall apart. Yeah, that is not how God does things. First of all, yeah, it isn't the writings on the wall for you.
رو دیوار نمی نویسه براتون.
Yeah, that's a one-time event in the Bible that we had that.
یک بار بود که خداوند رو دیوار نوشت.
Maybe two, because you also have ten commandments written.
چون ده فرمانم رو سنگ نوشته شد، رو دیوار نبود، ولی خب حالا دو بار.
Yeah, but there's a That's not how he communicates with us.
خداوند همین جوری با ما رابطه نداره.
He communicates through his word, through the Bible.
به وسیله کلامش با ما حرف
میزنه. We read the Bible.
ما کلام رو میخونیم.
He speaks through his word to us.
به وسیله کلامش از طریق کلامش با ما حرف میزنه. مزمور 119:105.
Thy word
کلام تو
is a lamp to my feet.
چراغ راه من است.
And a light unto my path.
و راه و نور راه من.
Yeah, and if you want to be sure
اگه میخواییم مطمئن بشین
that you are in the will of God for your
life مطمئن بشین که آیا خواست خداوند تو زندگیتونه هدف خداوند تو برنامه‌تونه
make sure you walk in the spirit
مطمئن شین که در روح خداوند قدم
برمیدارید
مطمئن شین که درست جلوی خداوند قدم برمیدارید
listen what the promise is
گوش بدین که قول خداوند
چی بوده
مزمور 37:23
the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord and he delighted in his way
اگر خداوند راه کسی را خوش بدارد گامهایش را استوار می‌سازد.
Yeah, so his word helps us to understand what kind of decisions we need to make in our lives.
کلامش کمکمون می‌کنه که بفهمیم چه نوع تصمیماتی در زندگی
می‌گیریم. And when we are living rightly before God.
وقتی در مقابل خداوند درست زندگی کنیم، کلام خداوند میگه
God orders our steps. He helps قدم‌هامون رو رهبری می‌کنه. Right
و قدم‌هامون رو درست جای محکم قرار میده.
Of course, here in Luke 9.
در لوقا فصل 9 هیچ جالب
نیست. We see Jesus telling them.
می‌بینیم که عیسی مسیح به ما میگه بدون هیچ چی برید.
Yeah, don't take a staff.
نه
no bags, no food, no money,
توشه,
no extra clothes,
نه پول, نه لباس بیشتری.
And we see also
in
chapter 10, Luke 10,
فصل ده لوقا میگه
that a similar instruction is given to the 17.
به 70 دیگه هم همین پیشنهاد میده.
Luke 10:4.
لوقا 10:4.
Yeah. Carry neither purse, nor scrip, nor shoes, and salute no man by the way.
و کیسه و توشه‌دان و کفش‌ها با خود در مدارید و هیچ کس را در راه سلام منمایید.
Yeah, don't bring things.
هیچی با خودتون نیاری.
But here's the thing. This is not the default way that they eventually would go out.
راهشون این نبوده که هر زمانی که رسولان رفتن از این طریق برن.
Listen to the instructions that Jesus gives them later on.
و بعدش ببینید عیسی مسیح چی میگه بهش. لوقا
22. Read verses 35 and 36.
آیه 35 و 36.
And he said unto them, When I sent you without purse, and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said, nothing. Then said he unto them, but now he that had a purse, let him take it. And likewise his scrip, and he that had no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one.
پس به ایشان گفت اما الان هر که کیسه دارد آن را بردارد و همچنین توشه‌دان را و کسی که شمشیر ندارد جامه خود را فروخته آن را بخرد.
Yeah, so Jesus is pointing back to what he told them in Luke 9.
عیسی مسیح اشاره میکنه به اتفاقی که اونها در لوقا فصل 9 گفته.
I told you don't take anything.
گفته بودم هیچی بر نداری.
And you didn't lack anything. You were fine.
و بعدم رسیدیم به این نتیجه که هیچی کم نداشتی.
But now.
اما الان.
Yeah. Now take a purse.
الان کیف برداری.
Take a bag.
پول برداری.
Now get a sword.
حتی شمشیرم بردارید اگر نداری.
Yeah, so you see that the instruction has changed.
می‌بینی که برنامه عیسی مسیح عوض شد و دستورش فرق کرد.
Yeah, this is a different time.
زمان عوض شد.
And Jesus says you need to take these things.
الان حاضر باشید.
Now why would Jesus have told them the first time don't take anything?
چرا اولین بار عیسی بهشون گفت هیچی بر نداری؟
And it was simply to build up their faith.
اول به خاطر تایید و تاکید ایمانشون.
That was to show them that hey, God is with you.
نشون بده که خدا با شماست.
And will take care of you when you're out there.
مراقب شما خواهد بود وقتی در اون جاده هستید.
Yeah, God takes care of us when we are going out there.
مراقب ما خواهد بود وقتی ما به بیرون میریم.
But it doesn't mean.
ولی این به این معنی نیست که
that you go out there without anything.
بدون هیچی بریم بیرون.
Yeah, that we go on a trip and then don't take money with us.
بریم سفر و پولی با خودمون نبریم.
Assuming that God will just hand us everything along the way.
و فکر کنیم هر چی تو راه بودیم خداوند فقط میده دیگه میده بهمون.
Yeah, so Jesus sends them out here.
عیسی مسیح اینجا میفرستادشون.
Yeah, giving them special powers.
قدرت بزرگی بهشون داد به عنوان رسول.
And he sends them out with special provision.
و نیازشون رو مخصوص فراهم کرد.
To do what?
چیکار کنن؟
To preach the good news.
پیام انجیل
the kingdom of God.
You
have to go out soul winning.
برن برای بشارت.
Yeah, we know Jesus already showed them.
میدونیم که عیسی مسیح با
اونها نشون داد Jesus,
چون دیده بودن با عیسی مسیح
Jesus was doing the speaking,
که عیسی مسیح اون صحبت رو میکنه
they were right there with him,
در اون کنار باهاش بودن
them,
و ازش یاد گرفتن
yeah, Jesus demonstrated how it was done,
عیسی مسیح بهشون نشون داد چجوری انجام خواهد شد
time to send them out on their own.
و حالا وقت اینه که تنها برید
yeah, and of course, learning by this is the easiest way.
از این طریق یاد گرفتن روش راحتیه.
میخواین
یاد بگیرین چجوری بشارت بدید.
Join the soul winning.
گروه بشارت دو تا برید. یاد بگیرید به عنوان کسی که سکوت میکنه و فقط دعا میکنه یا حرفا رو بشنوه.
Yeah, and what is a silent partner? That's a partner who is silent. Don't have to talk.
اون کسی که سکوت میکنه کیه؟ اون کسی که لازم نیست حرف بزنه.
Even better, you don't talk if the other is sharing the gospel.
وقتی بشارت میده اصلا شما سکوت کنید.
Yeah, what you do is you pray for your partner.
دعا می‌کنی برای اون شریکت که باهاش رفتی.
You listen and learn.
گوش میدی و یاد میگیری.
You pray for the person that is being witnessed to.
بعد مش دعا می‌کنی برای اون که دارن شهادت میدن.
Yeah, you don't start throwing in your ideas or your few cents of wisdom.
During that you're speaking. اضافه نمی‌کنی وقتی زیر یه نفر حرف میزنه.
Yeah, you're silent. You're silent partner.
در حقیقت شریک ساکت در حقیقت yeah. در دعا و در کنار طرف هستی.
You can talk between conversations and be fellowship.
بحثا میتونی صحبت کنی yeah. و میتونی هم مشارکت داشته باشی.
Yeah. Go back to Luke 9.
لوقا فصل 9.
And read verse 4.
آیه 4 رو بخونید.
And whatsoever house you enter into, there abide and thence depart.
و به هر خانه‌ای که داخل شوید، همانجا بمانید تا از آن مکان روانه شوید.
Now this is not much information on this. So let's go to the parallel passage.
Which
gives some more clarity on what Jesus is meaning
here.
Go to Matthew 10. Which is the same story. And here we have some more information. Read verses 11 till
13
for now. And into whatsoever city or town you shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide till you go thence. And when you come into an house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. 11 to
13.
و در هر شهر یا دهکده که داخل شوید، بپرسید که در آنجا چه کسی شایستگی دارد، پس در آنجا بمانید تا بیرون روید، و چون به خانه ای درآیید، بر آن سلام نمایید. پس اگر خانه لایق باشد، سلام شما بر آن باقی خواهد شد، و اگر نالایق بود، سلام شما
Yeah, so what again were they out to do? They were preaching the gospel. So they're coming into a city to preach the gospel. And it says you're looking for those who are worthy. Yeah, you will share the words that you have to that you are sent out to speak with those who are worthy. Now, who is worthy? You read on, verse 14. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet.
و هر کسی که شما را قبول نکند یا به سخن شما گوش ندهد از آن خانه یا شهر بیرون شده خاک پاهای خود را بده کنید.
Yeah, so those who are worthy are those who will receive you and hear you. Those who are not worthy are those who reject you. Now, what is Jesus saying here? Focus on those who are receptive to the gospel. Yeah, don't waste your time on those who have hardened hearts.
Yeah.
Focus on those who have an open heart.
تمرکز کنید به اونهایی که قلبشون
بازه. What do we do when we go out soul winning?
وقتی میریم برای بشارت چیکار میکنیم؟
We are searching for those who are worthy.
دنبال کسایی میگردیم که لایق انجیلن.
Not in the sense they're good enough.
نه اینکه آدمای خوبی هستند.
But in the sense that they are open to listen to the gospel. They're suitable to speak the gospel to be shared with.
و میتونی باهاشون حرف بزنی چون میشنوند.
Yeah, they have an open heart.
قلبی باز دارند.
Let me show you another scripture.
یا یه دیگه.
On this. To emphasize what it means to be worthy. Go to Acts 13. Acts 13 and read verses 42 till 44. And stay there. And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them to the next Sabbath. Now, when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. And the next Sabbath, they came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God.
پس چون یهودیان از کنیسه بیرون می‌رفتند، غیر یهودیان خواهش نمودند که در سبت آینده هم این سخنان را به نشان باز گویند. و چون اهل کنیسه متوجه شدند، بسیاری از یهودیان و ناکیشان خداپرست از پی پولس و برنابا افتادند و آن دو نفر به ایشان سخن گفته ترغیب می‌نمودند که به فیض خدا ثابت باشید. اما در سبت دیگر به ترغیب تمامی شهر گرد آمدند تا کلام خدا را بشنوند.
Yeah, so what are Paul and Barnabas doing?
پولس و بارناباس چیکار می‌کنند؟
They're soul winning. They're sharing the good news. بشارت میدن.
پیام خوش انجیل عیسی مسیح رو میذارن. موعظه دارن میکنن.
They've come into the city.
میرن وارد شهر میشن.
Start to preach.
موعظه میکنن.
And the whole city wants to hear.
و کل شهر میخواد بشنوه.
At least almost the whole city.
تقریبا همه شهر.
Yeah, because read on.
ادامه بدید.
45 and 46.
45 و 46.
But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy. And spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, It was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, but seeing ye put it from you, and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles.
ولی چون یهودیان ازدحام مردم را دیدند، از حسد پر گشتند و کفر گفته یا با سخنان پولس مخالفت کردند. آنگاه پولس و برنابا دلیر شده گفتند، واجب بود کلام خدا نخست به شما بیان شود، اما چون آن را رد کردید و خود را ناشایسته حیات جاودانی شمردید، همانا به سوی امتها روی می نماییم.
Yeah, so there are those who do not want to hear. We even speak against Paul and Barnabas. They reject the word of God.
کلام خدا رو رد کردن.
And they are called unworthy of everlasting life. میگن
لایق حیات جاودان نیستن. ناشایستن.
Is it because they didn't qualify? آیا به خاطر اینکه
آدمای خوبی نبودن؟
Is that why they were called unworthy?
چرا ناشایسته خونده شدن؟
No, it's because they rejected the word of God.
چون کلام خداوند رو رد کردن پس ناشایستن.
Yeah, Jesus is telling disciples in Luke 9.
عیسی مسیح به شاگردانش در لوقا فصل 9 میگه دنبال کسایی بگردین که بازه برای انجیل عیسی مسیح و تمرکز کنید
اونها. Not on those who are opposing the word of God or rejecting the word of God.
نه به اونهایی که کلام خدا رو رد میکنن یا ضد کلام خدا.
If I share the gospel.
وقتی من بشارت میدم.
When do I stop sharing the gospel?
چه زمانی دست میکشم از بشارت دادن؟
Because I'm willing to spend an hour on somebody.
حاضرم یک ساعت با یه نفر حرف بزنم.
But when do I stop?
اما کی دیگه حرف نمیزنم؟
I stop when I share two or three clear verses with somebody about something.
دو تا یا سه تا آیه رو با یه نفر در میون بذارم.
And they will reject it.
و ردش کنن.
And I'm not going to spend more time on that.
دیگه وقت دیگه بهشون نمیدم.
Because they are simply not interested in the word, in the truth.
چون فرد اصلا دیگه برایش مهم نیست حقیقت خداوند. کلام خداوند برایش مهم نیست. کلام خدا رو
they are not worthy. And I go on to somebody else.
ارزش نداره. و پس میرم سراغ یه نفر دیگه.
Focus on those who are receptive.
و شایسته. کسی که شایسته هست. کسی که حاضر بشنوه تمرکز میکنم.
آمین.